Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a big girl.
Hey girl, hey, I am Kim A and welcome to Big Girl Chronicles, where we are not skinny, but we are good and plenty, okay? Big Girl Chronicles is a show for all my plus size queens, and we are here to rewrite your life script and teach you how to love yourself unapologetically.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning in. I know it's been a while, some months now. Been going through some things health-wise and medically, but God is good. All in all, we still here. We still pushing, and I am glad to be back on the airwaves. So wherever you're listening from, good evening, good morning, hello. Today, we are going to discuss mental health and wellness. So this is a wellness show, and I wanted to address common health concerns and challenges faced by plus-size women. And I also wanted to offer actionable advice on exercise or self-care practices that can help maintain good health. I personally feel that mental health and wellness are important aspects of overall well-being for everyone, of course, regardless of your body size or your shape. However, I personally feel that plus-size women face these unique challenges related to mental health and wellness. And I feel that it is important to address. As I mentioned in the beginning of the show, that I've been going through my own medical things. And then also I wanted to really do what I put out there. You know, you've heard me say this many times before in previous shows, that self-care is important. And taking care of your health, knowing your numbers, is very important. And so that's what I've been focusing on. Because if we're not well mentally, if we're not well physically, we're not treating ourselves with care, how in the world are we going to do that for anybody else? You know, so I feel even being plus size and a plus size woman, these things can be challenging for us. And I'm going to discuss some of these possible challenges that plus-size women may face. One, negative body image. I feel society often stigmatizes larger bodies. And then that leads to body shaming, which leads to bullying, which leads to discrimination. This leads to a negative body image and low self-esteem, which can impact mental health. We see it all the time, especially in the social media world now. We see this all the time. They'll see a post or a photo or a video of a plus-size woman or plus-size guy, whoever, anyone who society deems as overweight or morbidly obese, whatever. They look at that size negatively. But then if you see a different size, then it's like, oh, that's what healthy looks like. That's what a perfect body looks like. And that can affect a plus size person's self-esteem. So I feel that's one challenge. Another challenge, limited access to health care. Plus size women may experience weight bias from health care professionals, which makes it so difficult to receive appropriate health care services. This leads to untreated health conditions and mistreated health conditions. I feel it leads to misdiagnosis sometimes. This can lead to untreated health, which impacts your mental health. I've been there many times before where because I'm plus size, just recently, these past few days, I had a medical procedure, and I've gone through this many other times where because immediately they see a plus size person, that's one, two, an African American, three, a woman, walk in there and they already have it in their minds that diabetes, that you're diabetic, that you have high blood pressure. They get surprised every time that my blood pressure is normal. Yes, I'm a big girl. Yes, I'm African American. Yes, I'm a woman. And yes, I'm healthy. Yes, I am. And so when people or the medical field or healthcare, they automatically just have you set out for being an unhealthy individual, that affects us mentally, it affects us physically. Just because I might be in here needing a medical procedure, something might be going on with me, does that mean it always has to attribute to the size that I am? Does it always attribute to weight? There are skinny people, there are thin people out there who have worse problems than an overweight person, or what society or what the Richter scale in the medical field determines overweight. That's a challenge. Another challenge is stigma surrounding exercising. Plus size women may feel uncomfortable going to the gym or self-conscious about going to exercise classes and gyms or out in the park exercise around others who are just running up and down them steps. You know, that makes it difficult for a plus size woman, and it's due to the stigma and discrimination. This can make it difficult to engage in physical activity like we would want to. And it's important for both our physical and mental health. Exercise releases those endorphins. It gives you that energy. You feel good about yourself. But because we're plus size, don't let us walk up into a gym. Then we just, oh my goodness. I've been to so many different gyms, signed up for so many different memberships in the past. There was one particular one, I think it was with the YMCA years and years ago. And I was into the Zumba, so I was doing Zumba class also with my church, so that was fun. I felt comfortable because it was my church family at that time doing Zumba classes. But when I would go to the YMCA and I wanted to start trying cycling, I felt hit with some a little bit of discrimination because of my size. I walk in, yes, it's my first day, and I get you're going to get tips, take your time and all of that, but it was just the looks I got, like, well, and this was a beginner class, like, well, you might just want to just do a little bit for a few minutes and then just rest. Like, the class didn't even start. You already have it out that I'm just going to be winded. How do you not know that I've done this before? How do you not know that I've been cycling? You assume because you see a big girl coming into this class amongst all these other thin people that, oh, I'm just already new to this and I'm not going to be successful at it. I can see if the class started and we were getting started within the routine, and then I got winded, and then you give me tips. And maybe I'm complaining too much about it, but I feel those are ways and those are reasons why that affects a plus-size individual, the stigma surrounding exercise. They see a big person exercising, it's like, oh, my goodness. But then if we're not exercising, oh, you need to exercise and you need to lose weight. Another challenge is negative stereotypes. Plus size women face negative stereotypes and assumptions about their lifestyle choices, such as assuming they're lazy or unhealthy. This can impact the self-esteem and mental health. Just because you see a big person doesn't mean that I'm not out here working. Doesn't mean I'm lazy. That doesn't mean that you are lazy because you are a big person or a plus size individual. Don't let anyone make you feel other than that or anything less than that or that. So let me discuss some ways that we can promote mental health and wellness for plus size women. And I want to share some tips. One, focus on self-care. Engage in activities and practices that promote self-care and self-acceptance, such as meditation, journaling. I also say affirmations. Get you some few positive affirmations. And while you're getting ready in the morning, look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am that chick. I am beautiful. Hug your body. Embrace your curves. Love on yourself. You need to journal. Lately, I've been journaling. I received the most amazing journal from a coworker, and it has been blessing me. And it's filled with action steps and questions that you need to answer. And, you know, you just feel more of a relief. But take care of yourself, however that looks like. Seek support. Connect with supportive communities, such as online groups, where you can find others who have the same shared experience. It's also helpful to seek support from maybe a therapist or a counselor, maybe someone who's experienced in body positivity or trained in that or knows about the stigma of weight. I feel that is so helpful. Be around those who wants to be around you. We find ourselves, I know I used to find myself just wanting support and validation and all of that from others that don't really support me. Be around those who love you. I love you. I love those who love me. I love everybody, yes, but I'm going to be around those who wants to be around me. Another tip I would like to share is find physical activities you enjoy. Experiment with different physical activities until you find something that you really like or you feel comfortable doing, that you enjoy doing. This will help you establish a positive relationship with exercise and promote physical and mental health. So if it's just walking, there's a local park, a nearby park, and just going for a walk. If it's 5 minutes of really just meditating and breathing, we don't even realize sometimes we're not even giving ourselves a moment to actually breathe. Take a break, walk around, stretch. Hey, it may be if you have pets, walking your pets. Do something that you feel is really enjoyable for you, but still gives you that action and your physical activity and your mental activity. Also, advocate for yourself. If you experience weight bias or discrimination from healthcare professionals or others, advocate for yourself. And if there's resources out there, grab those resources and or get into those support groups. But I feel like advocate for yourself. Speak up. You don't have to always agree with what the doctors are saying. You know, if you know yourself, know your numbers, know your body, and advocate for yourself. Remember, promoting mental health and wellness is an ongoing process, and we're going to get through it together, y'all. And it's important to be patient and compassionate and give yourself grace as you navigate through these challenges. Thank you for tuning in. I am your host, Kim A. Remember, we may not be skinny, but you are good and plenty, okay? And we will see you next time. I'm a big girl.